Now listen to part of a lecture in an economics class.
Driverless cars are expected to be a significant part of traffic within the next decade or so. Some analysts believe that they could completely replace conventional cars eventually. Let's think for a moment about how they could have an impact on two specific economic areas, productivity and consumer spending. First, in terms of productivity, think about how cars are used today. During commutes, drivers are unable to do any kind of meaningful work. The driver has to keep his or her eyes on the road and hands on the wheel at all times. And if you've ever been in a traffic jam, that could be hours of your precious time lost. In driverless cars, however, drivers, or should I say, car operators, can work from their laptops or tablets or make business calls. If one is tired, the car seat can be pushed back for napping, with the person later waking up re-energized. In this way, driverless vehicles can act as mobile offices or break rooms. By the time people arrive at their offices, a good deal of their work may have been already completed. With less time wasted in commutes, we can expect worker productivity to rise. Another way that driverless cars could affect the economy is through less consumer spending. At present, cars are some of the most expensive yet underutilized consumer goods around. When not on the road, they simply sit in parking lots or driveways. And on top of the purchase price, they have to be fueled, insured, and maintained. Driverless cars could change all that. Companies are already working on how their businesses could provide transportation services using fleets of these cars anytime and anywhere. People would be able to use an app on their smartphones to arrange for a ride at a relatively low price. Moreover, two or more people, those with complementary work schedules, a day shift worker and a night shift worker, for example, might share one of these driverless cars without buying their own. Either way, with people needing to purchase vehicles at a lesser rate, they would have more money left over in their budgets to spend on other goods and services.
Using points and examples from the talk, describe two ways that driverless cars could affect the economy.